Greetings, this is James Gillen with eSETI Stargate and Azure Wish Talk Radio, and it's on Rumble, VMO, it's on eSETI TV, it's on YouTube, and just about everything. You know, maybe YouTube, we never know. But anyway, losing my voice a little bit, so you'll find my voice a little different octave, and yeah, I got back to Washington, they're spraying chemtrails, heavy chemtrails, and that's one of the, I don't know what they're spraying up there now, but it's pretty nasty. But anyway, I want to get a little bit of the housekeeping out of the way. We've got some workshops coming up. We've got electromagnetism and how it relates to disease. And that's with Gail Jett on the 29th to July 2nd. We've got an herbal certification program. That's a great one. And July 6th through the 9th, amazing. That's going to be an amazing workshop. Self-Mastery Ambassador Training, June 15th to the 19th. And also we have another one August 18th to the 20th, if you can't get. And so we're going to give all the tools, like who's who in the universe, what's happening, all the seen and unseen negative influences, a whole enchilada. So, and how to clear and heal these energies. So anyway, it's a great workshop. People love it. And it's a life-changing experience. We've got Marie Thorne-Thompson doing a yoga QHHT healing retreat, and that's August 31st to September 4th. And then we have the Intergalactic Cosmic, is it a reunion or what? I don't know, with Clark Baird and Cameron Clapp, and that's July 13th through the 17th. So I scribbled those notes, and they're hard to read, but got through that one. A lot of other things going on. We're going to go into the question and answers as soon as we get through the news. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the sun is expanding. And just as written in Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods in 1982, we talked about solar flares and coronal mass ejections being on the rise one after another, exponentially getting stronger. It's creating social, economic, and physical earth changes, severe weather, tornadoes, an increase in severity and number concerning earthquake and volcanic activity. So people are getting dizzy, having headaches, heart issues as the fields fluctuate. People are having swings from anxiety to lethargy, and it's just all over the place. You know, a lot of emotional outbursts and mood swings. These are also a byproduct of these incoming energies. So people will rise up and take a stand. Resistance to the awakening, liberation, healing of humanity, the earth is futile. So we have to align with these energies if we're going to stay here. Universal law is pressing in on humanity. All that which does not align with it will implode. Karma is also accelerating. The time between action and reaction is diminishing. Nothing will remain hidden, which leads us to our present situation. We're seeing all this unfold. And, you know, the Durham report just came out, and it shows our current leadership and its agencies have been weaponized against the people. They're waging war against conservatives, Christians, anyone of integrity and moral value. They're creating division with the genders, races, cultures, and religions. Divide and conquer is their game. And they keep them sick, poor, and stupid is their motto. These are the global elite, the deep state, and they've infiltrated the highest levels and have been very open and vocal about wanting 90% of the population gone. It does not matter what gender, what race, what culture, religion, most likely you all fit into the 90%, so I start paying attention. The Green New Deal is only a transfer of power and wealth. It was never about the planet and the 15-minute cities, electric cars, digital currencies, etc., all about control and taking away your freedoms. Time to wise up on those. Whistleblowers throughout the agency are coming forward with a classified, you know, as treasonous acts and corruption throughout the leadership all the way to the top. In 1982, we talked about how all the agencies would be doing exactly opposite their mandate. The Defense Department has become the Department of Offense, taken over by the military-industrial complex, where war is good business. The Justice Department has become the Just Us Department with two tiers of justice. The criminal courts are run by criminals. Child protection agencies have become exposed in child and sex trafficking. Minors are coming across the border are shipped out to anyone, anywhere, no background checks. And, you know, how much more blatant does this have to get? You know, it's time to wake up, folks. You know, it's in your face right now. You can't deny it. And whistleblowers have also confirmed the UFO community has always been a target of the FBI and the CIA. And, you know, why are spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders such a threat? You know, is it because the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors know more about the origin of man or true history? Is it the free energy technology, anti-counter-gravity, med beds that would heal and free humanity, clean up the planet? Why is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity such a threat? What kind of forces, seen and unseen, are behind this? You know, that's all in the books as well. We've talked about this back in 1982, folks, and it's unfolding right on time. So, I want to play a video that just sums this all up. And it's a video that Judicial Watch put out, and it just says it all. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Judicial Watch protected Trump and our republic from the worst corruption scandal in American history by exposing the FISA abuse, the Comey corruption, and the seditious conspiracy against Trump by the FBI and DOJ. Obama knew, Clinton knew, Comey knew, Biden knew, Brennan knew, McCabe knew, Strzok knew, Clapper knew, Schiff knew, the FBI knew, the DOJ knew, the CIA knew, the State Department knew. They all knew Trump was innocent, but they smeared and spied on him anyway. Worse than Watergate. Trump is a crime victim. Let's remember that.
All right, the next clip, when people ask, why didn't you tell us it was bad? Why didn't you warn us about the plans of the global elite? The deadly and debilitating effects of the jab, the negative influences seen and unseen attacking humanity, especially the children. You know, this next clip says it all. And, you know, you save people, you wake them up, you heal them, you pull them out of the ditch. And what do they do? This clip just sums it up. Right, so how can this government ask us with a straight face to fund one of the most corrupt countries on earth, the Ukraine? They've discovered at least 40 weaponized biolabs, monumental child and sex trafficking, the Azov Battalion, Nazis, even Zelensky, a stand-up comedian and actor who is now president and leader, wears Nazi symbols on his shirts. We're spending $300 billion to protect assets with the Biden name all over them. Our borders are wide open. It does not matter whether you're a criminal or not. Our infrastructures are collapsing. Hospitals are full due to all the benefits given to the illegal aliens. Crime is through the roof, and Soros-backed DAs are freeing all the violent criminals. Veterans are being kicked out on the streets to create more space for illegal aliens. The Biden family has taken millions from hostile foreign governments and countries. You know, is this their payback? You know, it's like this brings us back to weaponized agencies coming after anyone calling this out or demonstrating against the corruption. Our only hope now is the white hats and the military. All of the avenues of justice have been corrupted, you know, along with the mass noncompliance movement. And let's not forget the censorship and election interference, which even talking about that will get you kicked off of most platforms. The good news is none of this is sustainable. None of the people engaging in these activities are frequency specific to the Earth's evolution, some call the ascension process, and it's well underway. Universal law is pressing in on high, karma is being accelerated, and nothing will remain hidden. These dark empires are crumbling. Those that serve them are falling with them. Now is the time for impeccable integrity, service to others, loving and kind acts if you want to be properly aligned to make this shift. God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, is going to show you where you're not. So, anyway, that's my little monologue. And, you know, we got to get on the right side of the fence, folks. You know, there's no more. You can't play both sides anymore. You know, it's the space, you know, between the conscious and the unconscious and those of moral integrity and those not are is just widening further and further. And, you know, so you're going to have to choose one side or the other. One side is going to implode. It's going to discontinue. The other side is going to continue. So those who choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with nature and each other, are those people are going to flourish and they're going to continue. Those who do not are going to implode and they're going to collapse in on themselves. So that's where we're at. Hopi prophecies are here, and enjoy the show. So anyhow, on that note, I want to get back to the question and answers. I love doing these because this As You Wish Talk Radio is really for the people. And that's why I put this up to educate the people and to serve the people. And I consider this your show. And so if you have questions, I'll do my best to answer them. If I don't know the answers, I'll tell you. I don't have any problem saying I don't know, you know. So anyway, Myra, my lovely assistant here, is going to be asking the questions. Kathy's on leave. She'll be back soon. And so anyway, first question.
So the first question is from Christine. She says, hi, James. My question is concerning reincarnation and our free will. If our soul chooses to come back to Earth or any duality planet to learn and grow spiritually, does it choose who it will be, what life circumstances he, she will face, and what they look like, etc.? If so, where does the free will come into play? Also, do we choose to come back with others that we reincarnated with before? Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about multidimensional free will. And what happens with multidimensional free will is that on one level, we have an overview before we incarnate and we see everything. And a lot of us come reincarnated in the same families because we have friends and family and we want to reconnect with them. And we want to, and some come into, you know, they realize they could have done things a lot better than the lifetime, and they're kind of cleaning up some karma. There's a lot of reasons for incarnating. Some people incarnate from really advanced civilizations, and they incarnated to come and help the earth out. And they're having a real hard time right now because the earth is just in free fall, and this whole system is imploding, and you know, there's no validation for who they are and why they're here and everything else. And so, you know, for those, you know, you have to practice loving compassion and discernment and detachment, loving detachment, and realize you didn't come here to be a part of this system. You came here to change it. You're not going to be accepted by this system because you're from another system. So don't try to comply or blend in with this system because that's not why you came. We do have free will. When we made the choice to incarnate, and while we have incarnated, we have free will too to change the situation. So we can rise up and move beyond, heal, and go to the next level. You know, we can even change astrological signs. You know, you can go from one sign to another, you can skip two or three. You're not limited by that either. So there's so many ways. There's so many. And, you know, on the higher levels, when you're on the higher levels and you look down, there's a continuum and a timeline, and you can look down and choose anywhere to incarnate on multiple timelines if you want. So you can see this timeline, it's going to run so far. You say, okay, I'm going to come in for this. I'm going to jump in, pick up a body, and hang out for so long. Even children sometimes come in and incarnate just for a really short time because they want to get back, and it's really rough being here. So they'll come in for a very short time just for a certain event or to help a family get together or help the parents heal, or there's a lot of different reasons for coming in. So it's kind of different for each situation. So you got to really meditate on each one and see what is really happening because it's multi-levels.
All right. Deb asked, I love hugs. Do our off-worlders brothers and sisters hug? I want a hug when I meet them.
You know, there's two parts of that. One, I get hugs all the time from them. And sometimes some of the, like, Haog with the six-dimensional Orion Council of Light will come up behind me and just give me a big hug. And I feel it in a synergetic hug, and I just melt, you know. And the when I've gone up on the ships out of body, there's people there and beings there. Some feline beings will run up and give you a big old hug, like long lost brother hug and things like that. So they hug, and little warning there, though, too, is sometimes those hugs bring up stuff, you know, because they're a higher frequency. And a much higher frequency. And so when you hug these beings, a lot of energy is exchanged, and it might bring up some things that aren't frequency specific to that hug, so or their energy. So it creates a lot of changes in you. So, you know, if you just focus on love and joy and bliss and you get a hug from them, you're going to go through the roof. You know, if you still have some unhealed wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, that might get triggered and amplified, you know. So, you know, you'll get this tears of joy, and the next thing you know, you're sad and angry and you know, and then you connect with them again, you get this high energy coming in. So things come up when you engage these beings. So,
Allison has a two-part question. Many people appear to be seeing more crafts globally. Gail, my friend in Arizona, had a very clear sighting recently, similar to a craft I saw in the UK last summer. Is this because we're moving into the 5D, so we are starting to see what has always been there?
Well, definitely we're moving. The veils between worlds are getting thinner and thinner. And again, this is specific to the individual. Like one person will be standing there and seeing a ship, and another person won't see anything because they're not frequency specific to that event. They are here in massive numbers right now. The Pleiadians are really coming in strong. They want to take charge. They have more genetic investment into the earth than any other group. And so they've kind of been given the scepter and they're in charge. The Orion Council of Light, the Sirian feline beings, and there are several dimensions of those, you know, Andromedans, Arcturians, they're all helping out. So there's a lot of benevolent, you know, some people call them the Nordics. There's a lot of benevolent beings that are coming in right now to help us during these times. And a lot of them are ancestors and a lot of them are family. And so there's a big reunification going on right now. And not for everybody. Some people say this is all nonsense. I don't believe any of it. And it's true. It's nonsense to them because they don't have the consciousness to experience it.
I also had a strange experience of the whole night sky seeming to move as though it had some form of glitch, e.g. all the stars seem to be moving together. My husband witnessed it as well. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what it is. I've seen the Milky Way change almost 45 degrees from one night to the next, and that doesn't happen. I've seen the Dipper come up and be in a completely different position in the sky than it was the night before. I mean, way off. And there's been quite a few glitches in the matrix like that. And, you know, we could be going through a major wobble. The Earth could be moving through space and kind of tumbling a little bit. It's not so fixed in its orbit. You know, we are going through a highly energized place in space. Everybody calls it, has different names for it. And that the Earth might be reacting to that. But so many indigenous people are seeing the same thing, that the planets and the sun doesn't rise in the same place. The moon has been way out of whack a few times. And what's nice is we have multiple witnesses here because we all go out together and we go, wait a second, what? The moon was there last night at the same time, and now it's way the heck over there. So something's going on. And it might be the Earth's wobble. It could be a simple information. Simple as that. The Earth is not as fixed right now. It's kind of wobbling quite a bit.
How can I set my family free from the matrix?
Oh, wow. Leave it. Leave the matrix and they'll follow. What I found out, if you stop trying to change people and fix people and awaken people, and you just get on with your own life and your own awakening and your own healing, is they'll follow. It creates a vacuum, a void, and they'll go into it. And, you know, I've moved. I was living down in California, and I was in the middle of all that, and I left, and I went to Santa Cruz and live in the Redwoods, and then I came to Washington. My whole family's in Washington now. They all followed me, and which might be a good thing or might not. I don't know. You know, so it's interesting how when you just get on with your own soul purpose, we all have our own unique soul purpose, and you totally commit to that, and you move on that. They will, you know, they'll try to tell you how crazy you are, and this is nuts. It doesn't make sense, but when you're aligned with soul and your own unique soul purpose, everything comes together and you move very quickly. And whoever's supposed to be with you will be with you, and who's not won't. And it's really not your job to fix them or awaken them. You know, it's your job to be an example for them to learn and go by.
Hi, James. Why did beings of inner earth not do something to help the surface beings from the thousands of years of tyranny if we're all earthlings, brothers and sisters?
You know, that's interesting because, you know, I felt the same thing as why haven't they intervened? Because, I mean, we've had things happen. They're just ridiculous. And there's been a lot of intervention. But I've seen... it's timing, it's energetics, it's evolution, it's the earth is moving to a place. And you know, we are so, as a collective, I'm not saying everybody, we are just so backwards and warlike and aggressive and stubborn, you know, and it's been going on for so long, is that they have been engaging people. And they have been having interactions with people, and then those people go out into the public, and then they just get assassinated. Either their character gets assassinated or they get physically taken out, which goes back to my monologue. But, you know, it's they've been trying. And even that Project High Jump, you know, when they went to the inner earth and they tried, they brought all their ships and planes and everything, and they were geared up for war, and that didn't work out too good. So there's different ways of working with this. And it's almost like Bigfoot, you know, you go out to find Bigfoot and there's people that are going to arm up and gear up, and they've got all the technology and everything, and they're going to go find Bigfoot. You'll never find it. You know, it's way too advanced. We're noisy in the forest. That's their world. They evolve naturally in nature, and they're very, very sensitive beings. And you know, you might find Bigfoot if you encroach on their territory and act like an idiot. You know, you might have an experience that may not be too cool, but you get what you go with. I mean, it's the consciousness that you engage them is the consciousness usually you're going to get back. And unfortunately, our government call the inner earth people the enemy within. And because they can't control them, they can't dominate them. They're far beyond them spiritually and technologically. So, you know, it's like they've been waiting for a time when enough humanity is ready to understand who they are, why they're here, you know, where they came from, the real history of Earth. A lot of them are ancient Lemurians and Atlanteans that went underground to escape, you know, the cataclysm. So they're just waiting for us. And they have sent their ambassadors out, and they have tried to interact with governments and religions and things, and it just never worked out. So they're kind of waiting for us to rise up in mass, you know, to where it's, you know, create a space for them in your mind, in your heart, you know, in your environment, you know, for them to come where it's safe and a high frequency place, and they'll come see you. You know, it's more of an individual frequency thing. because a lot of people are having contact and getting help.
This question comes from Marissa. Dear James, can you please share about light body shifts as we glow, start to glitter, and crystal light frequencies? Anything you have to share about the Taliesins in the Cascade Mountains? Thank you.
Oh, the Taliesins.
Taliesins, thank you.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the Taliesins and a lot of the people that were Shasta actually went to the Cascades, and they went to Mount Adams, and they're underground that facility, because the facility in Mount Shasta got compromised. And it just became too commercial, and too many people are going up to these sacred places and doing drugs and partying. And it all of a sudden it was on the, you know, they were doing busloads of people going up there and come to Panther Meadows, you know, and they actually put a dome over that to control the energy, because it was really affecting everything at one time. But there's a lot of intrusion by government, reptilian and grays and those alliances, and the Gray Alliance, you know, from the Orion system, the negative Orions. And so they packed up and moved to a more secure place. And that's the Cascades. It's much more secure. And there's multi-levels to the Cascades. So I don't know if that answered the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, can you please share about light body shifts as we glow, start to glitter with Christed light frequencies?
You know, the energy coming in is so intense right now. I'm watching some people implode and some people expand. And it's right now I'm really having trouble because I'm between both worlds. And I'm not sure where I am half the time. I'm just going, where am I? You know, and one day I'm in Hawaii and then I wake up in Washington and then and I was traveling a lot, but it's not that. It's like, no matter where I go, I'm like in the moment and in a different, my consciousness is pulling from another level, but I'm animating a body down here. And you can have a third dimensional body and be pulling from 70 or 13th D, you know, or things like that. It's possible. So just because you have a physical body, but the body's going to change with the frequency. So the body's going to get lighter. You're going to eat less. You're going to have to drink a lot more water to help your body adjust to the changes. You're going to have a lot of aches and pains and dizziness at times and things like that as you go through these shifts. And a lot of it's the body trying to catch up to the new frequencies. So a lot of paranormal stuff will start happening around you. You know, you'll have energy coming out of your hands. You'll start blowing equipment up, you know, electronics. So you have to ground. You have to get, and the more these energies come in, the more you have to ground so you can hold these energies. And then also too, you're going to find yourself spending more time alone and more time in nature. And that's part of the process, because very, very few people can actually match your frequency and your understanding and your consciousness. And so in nature, you can just totally let it out. You can be you. You can be your authentic self. And that's where a lot of people are going, to nature to make this shift. You'll find out your friends will become less and less and less. You'll have, and even with them, there's going to be challenges, because that's just the way it is, because everybody's processing. But there's just so much going on. You know, you start seeing other dimensions. When your DNA starts activating, part of your DNA is the salamander gene. Well, things will just heal. And then you go, wow, that was weird. You know, it's just, you've got the gene for telepathy. You have the gene, the immortal genes get activated. You've got genes for being able to see forward or backward in time. Your dreams become really vivid and memories start coming back. You start accessing your own soul records, or whatever, Akashic records, whatever you want to call them. And past life memories, everything just start coming back. And so it's quite a journey. the best recommendation I can make is don't take it personal and don't get caught up. Yeah. Just say, oh, that was interesting. And if you're, you know, there's so many people saying I'm from this planet, I'm from that planet. You know, I was a princess something and all that. And a lot of that's coming from ego and they're really trying to get a following. They're trying to get people to love and accept them or things like that. And it really goes back to childhood stuff that needs to be healed and cleared. But the bottom line is at your core essence, your creator, your the temple is within, God is within, and everything is within, according to Buddha, you know, the universal one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all levels and all dimensions is within. And so these names and positions and everything else are far, your connection to source is far superior in that it's higher, more expanded and everything else. So don't limit yourself to a past life or to a position of power you had in the past or things like that. I very seldom talk about, I have full memory of my past lives and everything else. And we've done everything. You know, I've been lamas, I've been yogis, I've been a Viking warrior, I was a road bandit, I was a cripple. I've done a lot of stuff here and I have full memory of it. And so I understand the nature of each lifetime and allows me to be more forgiving. And because I know how somebody can become a murderer. You know, as a Viking, my whole family got murdered and I turned into this vicious warrior because of that. And I had to heal that. And that lifetime appeared right in front of me. And I went, oh, crap. And I was trying to blame it on somebody else, but it was mine. I had to own it. But and we've done everything. I've been off world. You know, I've been on ships. I've been, I was an artist in the Orion system. There's so many different things we've done. But still, they're all limitations. They're all, when you have access to all that is, why limit yourself?
So that kind of goes into, I think you already answered that. What can we do when the energy comes in and hits us hard?
Surrender. Basically. You know, my famous saying is, this too shall pass. I just go, okay, it looks ugly now. Or this, you know, there's times I go to bed and I feel like I'm not going to wake up the next morning. I feel like I'm, and then I wake up and I'm fine. It's really weird. And a lot of people are going through that and having all kinds of health challenges and things like that and energy challenges. But the main thing that's really helped me is I keep doing clearings. I keep clearing any unseen negative influences out of my space. And I ask for help, you know, I ask for healing. And that's gotten me through. And all those techniques, we'll be teaching them in the self-mastery class, but they're on the website. So under healing unseen negative influences. So it's important to really make it a part of your daily life, to do spiritual practices, to do your meditation, your prayer work, your manifestation work, and really get in nature as much as you can.
James, thank you for all you do for the planet, Gaia, Sophia, Tara. Any advice on preparing land for a spiritual retreat?
You know, people ask me about vortexes and things like that. And this place at Ysetti, there's two major vortexes that cross. At the place in Hawaii, you can actually film this giant bubble of light there. And, you know, I was guided to both places by the higher beings. But the main thing is guidance, you know, like follow your inner guidance to find the right location. You can get a divining rods or a crystal pendulum and go over a map, do clearings first before you do any kind of the divination stuff. You can go over a map of the United States or the world and say, where is my highest and best good to be at this time? And you can find it. And once you find the property, you know, clear any unseen negative influences, clear out any battle energies that might be psychometrized into the land, clear out any, if there is Native American, there's a lot of that happens where a lot of Native Americans were killed in a spot or a burial ground. And there's parts on the land you just have to leave alone. You know, there's places you just, okay, that's their place, you know, and leave it alone, because there's really high energy places on the land. There's other places that are low energy. And then sometimes this timing might take a little while to clear out the lower energy stuff on the land. So the more you can keep clearing unseen negative influences and asking to anchor the higher consciousness and energy into the land, the better. And eventually you'll create your own vortex, because that's how the vortex was created in the first place. Usually there's a lot of ceremony that went on there earlier or things like that. So hope that helps.
So James, when someone wakes up in the morning with unexplained marks on their arms, what does that mean?
Well, it depends on the marks. I've woken up with big claw marks on my back and on my arms and things like that. And I was having a little battle with a reptilian being.
They said the marks are small and round. They leave scars, and it doesn't happen on any other area of the body. Hmm. And no, it isn't ringworm.
Yeah, there could be some experimentation going on, or some additives, you know, that have been given to you that might either help or hinder you. I don't know. It depends on which group is doing it. So there's so many different things. I'd have to look into that deeper to find out who's behind that. Could be our own government, for that matter.
Who is holding back the military tribunals?
I don't think they're holding back the tribunals. I think there's a lot going on. A lot of people have disappeared, and you'll find a lot of people are wearing masks, and that person is gone. They've been convicted and sentenced. There's on a huge scale. I mean, in Guam and Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and all that stuff, is there are massive flights now going there. They picked up. So a lot of things are not what you think they are. It's a big kabuki theater going on. And but they just passed some rule in Congress, I guess, that says they can actually televise the trials. And so they're getting ready for that. So it's all timing, you know, but again, I wish it would have happened a long time ago, but they seem to know what they're doing. So we just have to wait.
What kind of night vision equipment do you use?
Well, I have a third gen, I believe it's night gear, hooked up to an old Sony 550. And we also have military night vision, third gen, that we use. And you can hook anything up to that. Most of my footage I take with the Sony, with the night gear attachment. We have psionics, several different psionics. I don't use those very often, just because I like what I have. I'm familiar with it. I have to learn more. I'm not a technical person, so I have to admit, I have other people show me how to do things, but that's basically what we use. There's some other ones out there that we want to test and check. And there's a new Sony camera. I can't remember what, you know, the model number of that? We're trying to get this new Sony camera, and it's really low lux, and it gets color and everything. And it's the deal, and you can broadcast with it. And we're working on that. You know, we'll see how finances go, but you know, we're setting up so we can actually do live sky watches, and hopefully the net stays together for that. But, you know, it's so important. I tell people, you really have to come and see this yourself and experience the energies here. And then nobody can take that away from you. And it's not my job to prove these are real. I just put the footage out and you decide. I filmed some crazy stuff that looks like Starlink that some, I think, were Starlink, but other things, there was no launch. And these things are low, and they look just like Starlink. But, you know, I err on the side of caution. I said, oh, it's probably Starlink. But all these other ships are flying through it and around it and everything else. So that definitely wasn't Starlink. But Yeah, some a lot of strange stuff going up there with in space, because we have our secret space. We have our technology up there. You've got the Dark Fleet stuff going on. You have the Alliance. You've got the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light ships up there, the Assyrian ships and Andromedan ships. All this stuff is happening up there. So it's you've got people time traveling. It's all going on. It's not just one thing. And unless you're really engaging in self-mastery, your inner sensitivity, you can actually tune in and find out what they are, remote view them and figure out what they are. There's a lot of ways of figuring out who they are, but there's a lot going on in space right now.
Do you believe chips in someone's head are necessary for contact and are reliable?
You know, the only good chips are the ones that come with salsa. You know, Vance Beans don't use chips. They don't need them. They're extremely telepathic, and it's kind of a limitation. But there are some other beings that do use chips. Our government uses chips. The darker guys, reptilians and grays, use chips. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are, you know, really pushing this chip thing, and including the New World Order boys. And so you stay away from the chips, you know, unless salsa comes with it. You know,
James, is it your belief that, we already did that one. Sorry. Can you tell me more about the rainbow currency?
Well, the rainbow currency, I've seen it, and it's locked and loaded, and it's starting to come out now. And that's one of the signals. I always tell people that we're going to get our country back. There's two things. You'll see the rainbow currency come out, and you'll see the chemtrails stop, and that's when you know we've won. And the currency is coming out. The chemtrails are still going. So white hats, you need to get after that. That's really bad right now. That's why my voice is kind of tweaked out. And I can taste that stuff. They're hitting us hard. Also there's videos out there that show what happens when you put mercury and aluminum together, and watch those videos, because that's in the jab as well. And when you take aluminum and you put a drop of mercury in it, it starts creating this big fountain of material. And they're pulling out, looks like, the same stuff out of people that have crossed over, that have gotten the jab. But it's, watch those videos. I'll put it on Telegram. Actually, it's on Telegram. You can probably find it there. But they're doing with this stuff, and it's not in our highest and best good. So stay away from it.
So Steve asks, when?
When? That's it.
That's it.
When? How about when we rise up as a collective and wake up and don't participate? That's when.
And DL Smith wants to know, what's your take on a gentleman from the UK going by the name of Christian 21?
Yeah, I don't know who Christian 21 is. I apologize for that, but I don't have time to search the internet and check into all these people. And I don't want to be in judgment of them and the discerning guy that says this guy's real, this guy's not. It's all percentages. And some people have a high percentage of accuracy, and other people are just making up stories to become relevant. You know, the more crazy the story, the more people are going to follow you, and the more it goes against the other stories, you're the new person, you know. And there's a lot of that going on, and it's the come from. So what's the come from? You know, there's a lot of nefarious agendas going on out there, and the UFO community is replete with this. And so if the come from is to have fame and money and notoriety, and you want people to love and accept you and everything else, then you're on the wrong track. you know, if you're here in full service to humanity and the earth, and you're here to help and really seek out true knowledge and true wisdom, then you're on the right track. And there's mixtures of that out there. So, you know, if I do a lot of research, I mainly talk about my own experiences, but if I do a lot of research on something and it adds with what I've experienced and having full knowledge of my past lives and interaction with the ETs that are telling me what's going on and the higher masters, you know, if it aligns with that, great. You know, every once in a while, something will come out. And I go, wow, where'd that come from? And I'll look at it. And then, so I have to change my belief, you know? So there's always a lion belief. It's BELIEF, right? And so whenever somebody's telling you something, there's a percentage of accuracy and there's always a lion belief. So if they say, I believe this, I believe that, where do your beliefs come from? They come from your research. They come from what you watch, what you experience, you know? You know, some people have these beliefs that were totally, they're called social engineering beliefs, and they're set up by certain agencies and CNN and all these mouthpieces for the agencies. And so their whole world, their whole belief system was actually socially engineered. And is it real? It's real to them. It's a very low level of existence. And so whatever, you know, but a lot of us choose not to participate in that. Or somebody's just sitting on my head right now.
Roxanne has a question. What is your take on the current return of the Anunnaki being spoken of by many?
Well, I wrote a book about that Anunnaki return. Goes back to the books. You know, it's so funny because I wrote about all this stuff for years. Since 1982, I wrote about this stuff, and people get the books and read about them. But what happened is there are fallen Anunnaki that have been here forever, and there are the enlightened Anunnaki that left, that continued to evolve, and now they're returning. And they're not happy with the fallen Anunnaki because they've broken universal law and they've done a lot of despicable stuff down here. And they're being held accountable. They're being pulled before the councils and things and saying, why did you do this? Why did you do this? And some are allowed to go back and fix it. And others are just being taken out, you know, taken off and dealt with. But so there's two things going on. And I've had encounters with the benevolent Anunnaki, and they're beautiful beings, very tall, very loving. And they have the head, their heads are different than ours, and a much bigger brain. But, and, you know, I've had encounters with the negative ones too. And Marduk actually signed a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth. And, you know, Enlil was a defeated general. You know, and he wanted to see us gone. You know, he wanted to, Enki wanted to see us reach our highest potential, and he kept adding more DNA to us. A lot of that going on. And we also have the DNA from the stars, you know, from all these different nations. So we're just a big zoo down here of genetic DNA, both human and all the animals and all the birds and fish and everything are all, a lot of that stuff has been brought here and tinkered with.
Let's see. Dave asks, is it your understanding that people in the 5D are not able to be perceived by people who are in 3D? So if anyone becomes 5D, do all the 3 and 4D people essentially disappear?
No, the higher dimensions can always see down to the lower dimensions, and they know everything going on. The lower dimensions don't necessarily can see the higher dimensions because unless they have spiritual gifts, you know, they're clairvoyant or clairsentient or clairaudient, you know, they hear, see, or feel the presence of these beings. And sometimes you'll see them and they'll look like a ghost. I mean, 5D Palladians have showed up and we can see their silhouette and beautiful beings, you can feel their love and everything, but they're not part of this dimension, but they can make themselves known. And if we're rising to the occasion, they'll come down and meet us halfway. So hope that answers. I think I answered the question.
Yeah. And then let me see if we, I think that is it for the questions.
Perfect timing. But anyway, again, there's all this chaos we're seeing, all this information rising up, all the Durham reports and all this stuff is all part of the healing process. And so when this energy comes in, everything else is going to come up. And that's just the way it is. So a good way to see this is with all the chaos is good. We're moving. We're healing. You know, this is all being brought out in the open for everybody to see. And so we're really going to have to practice loving detachment to get through these times. And the main thing I want to leave you with is we really have to hold a frequency. We have to stand our ground. We have to not participate in this nonsense that we call our controllers, you know, and just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and don't get into fear. That's the best thing I can leave you with. So on that note, have a great evening, and we'll see you next week. Good night. Oh,